Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
CBS News. They decided to break in with their breaking news music. That's when you know it's a big deal. And they wanted to tell you, oh, the FBI searched the Biden Penn Center actually several months ago, and we just now are letting you know about it. Listen.
More breaking news now in the Biden documents investigation. Sources tell CBS News the FBI searched the Penn Biden Center offices in mid-November.
That came after lawyers for President Biden found about 10 documents marked classified on November 2nd. Those materials were from Mr. Biden's time as vice president. Sources also say the search was conducted with the cooperation of Biden's representatives and the FBI did not seek a search warrant. We'll have much more on those developments a little later this afternoon.
Oh, well, there you go. Ho-ho! I do love their breaking news music, right? It's like really intense there. So let's just get this into comparison. The FBI conducted a previously undisclosed search at the Penn Biden Center in November, and no one knew about it. I thought Joe Biden said his administration was going to be the most transparent administration in history. Isn't that what he promised us? Isn't that what he said when he became the president? Well, if that's the case, then why is it that the FBI searching the Biden Penn Center in mid-November after President Joe Biden's attorneys found documents with classified markings at the think tank earlier that month was held quiet until today? The search by the FBI was conducted without the use of a warrant, so they want you to give him brownie points for that, right? That's their new defense. Well, you didn't have to get a warrant. See, we're transparent. We're just not telling you about the raids. Yeah, but we're transparent. Sure, okay, I believe you. They went on to say that, you know, well, there wasn't a warrant in coordination. We coordinated with the Bidens. This is amazing. Here's the other part. We still don't know whether the FBI uncovered any classified documents or other relevant materials from the search. That part they won't tell us. So we have no idea what may have been taken then. The revelation of the search, which neither the White House nor the Justice Department have disclosed to the public, and no one's leaked it, that tells you about the scumbags in the media and on the left, compound existing concerns that Biden is facing about transparency. Biden's attorneys initially found documents marked classified dating back to Biden's time as vice president at the Biden Penn Center. And this is the one we know about on November the 2nd. They claim right away the lawyers that were just packing up boxes and moving him. Well, they alerted the National Archives. That report didn't even come out till January the 9th when it was broken. Attorney General Merrick Garland said when announcing a special counsel that the case this month and that the National Archives informed the DOJ about the document discovery on November the 4th. That was before Election Day. And that the FBI then on November the 9th, the day after the Election Day, commenced an assessment consistent with standard protocols to understand whether classified information had been mishandled in violation of federal law. Now we're finding out there was another time this happened. Wow. Thanks for telling us. Way to be transparent. Now, I have taken issue. Many of you, I think, would agree with me that you take issue with the fact that now both the White House and the Department of Justice knew about these classified documents before the November 8th election. the midterm election because they knew it would sink the Democrats and hurt them on election day. So what do? They hid it from the public to make sure that we didn't become aware of it. And then when do they tell us about it? January the 9th. Early on, Biden's attorneys and the Justice Department investigators, we also know this now, both thought they had a shared understanding about, quote, keeping the matter quiet. How do we know that? Because the hardcore liberal Washington Post noted it in a report about the White House's actual strategy for handling the document discovery. So that's what you also would refer to as a straight up cover up. Complicating transparency concerns has also been the subsequent discovery made December the 20th. And what happened on December the 20th? There was more documents with classified markings at Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home. The White House initially admitted that information, admitted it, so you wouldn't know about it, when it first acknowledged the document case on January the 9th, implying that it was only at the Biden Penn Center. Clearly, that was a lie. CBS also reported this morning that Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, announced in a detailed statement on January the 21st that the FBI had conducted a planned search of Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home in coordination with the president the prior day. Bauer, like the White House and the DOJ, has made no mention of the earlier November search, only alluding to the January 14th search. So they're lying to you again, right? They acted like the Wilmington, Delaware, the first time the FBI looked for documents was on January the 14th. Now we know they were looking for documents or they were there in November. And we're just now finding out about this. I wonder what they're hiding, folks. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. If you've got a cell phone, then you need to make the switch to the only Christian conservative cell phone coming to the U.S. Why? Because when you pay your bill and every time you make a phone call or send a text message, you're supporting conservative Christian causes that you believe in. If you are fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, then stand with a company that actually does. Make the switch today. You're going to get a free month of service plus free activation with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative wireless provider. They use the same towers that you're on right now. You get to keep your same phone many times and your same phone number. Plus, they defend and protect our First and Second Amendment rights. They also make sure they stand up for the unborn. They offer nationwide coverage and they are an amazing company. When you pay your bill, you are supporting what you believe in. Now, right now, you can try Patriot Mobile for 2 months and get your third month free. Plus, get free activation. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. So just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The media is still trying to figure out why the White House is bungling this so bad. The media is like, look, we help you guys. We can help you downplay things. But when you don't tell us what's going on, we got to hammer you. Like when you guys do this poorly as you are with this lack of transparency and then not even telling us that the Biden Penn Center had the FBI basically going there and raiding things back in November. And you hold it from us, you make us look bad, so now we're going to come after you. And that's what's happening right now. Even CNN called out the White House spokesperson for refusing to answer document questions because, again, when you don't let the media in on the corruption, they get really angry. Listen.
All right, let me ask you about some new reporting here. According to a Justice Department official and another source familiar with the matter, the FBI searched President Biden's former think tank office in Washington in November after the discovery, just before the midterm elections, of the documents with the classified markings. Were any additional classified documents found as part of that search?
That's not something I can comment on from here. That's something you'll need to ask the Justice Department. What I can say is that we have been cooperative and transparent from the outset. We put out multiple statements from the president's personal attorney describing the process and being clear that the president takes this seriously and that he cooperated and will continue to cooperate with the Justice Department in full. And, you know, the other thing I would say while we're on this topic is, you know, over the weekend, CBS had a poll out that showed that the majority of Americans think that President Biden is handling this well. And we've also seen that it hasn't impacted his approval ratings, because while he absolutely takes this seriously and continues to cooperate, he's also continuing to focus on the things that matter in people's lives, like visiting the tunnel today that is finally getting those infrastructure dollars after so many years of not being able to get it done.
So, Kate, you're claiming transparency, but I'm bringing this to you. You aren't bringing it to me. This happened in mid-November. If you are indeed being transparent, why the continued trickle of disclosure around these classified documents?
That's CNN, folks. Get right with the Lord, okay? Because this is a rapture alert moment. CNN's like, and I'm going to back it up here because it's too good not to, right? Like, what CNN just said was, well, you're not being transparent. You're not bringing this to me. I'm bringing it to you. Listen.
So, Kate, you're claiming transparency, but I'm bringing this to you. You aren't bringing it to me. This happened in mid-November. If you are indeed being transparent, why the continued trickle of disclosure around these classified documents?
We have released multiple statements from the White House, and President Biden's personal attorney has released multiple statements over the last month, walking through the process and agreeing to be fully, fully cooperative with the Justice Department. This is a process that plays out. We are responsive to the Justice Department's requests. We have been clear from the outset that the president will cooperate with every request the Justice Department has, and we've put out multiple statements describing that process.
I love it. We're the most transparent group of people you're ever going to meet. Okay, if that's true, then why the hell aren't you bringing this to me? Why am I having to bring it to you? And again, that's CNN that's saying that. Now, there's also something else that makes me laugh. Democrats are now saying there's no reason for Washington to look at any of this, because investigations, they now claim, in the House are a waste of time and don't do anything. So the same Democrats that just spent a bunch of time investigating Donald Trump for the entire time he was president and even after he was out of office are now saying that investigations in Congress are worthless, so we shouldn't be doing them. Yeah, we were just full of crap when we were doing it, and so we want you to know that you should just understand this isn't really something we should be doing, and Congress is pretty much worthless. That is Jim Clyburn, a hardcore lefty of the Democratic Party, saying investigations in Congress are nothing but a waste of time. Now, while this is happening, you got to think, all right, so what is the White House doing? Well, the White House is out there screaming. They're in New York City. Joe Biden decided to actually go somewhere today, hanging out with Chuck Schumer, and Chuck Schumer saying it's time to get on the Biden Express now because it's not stopping.
Thanks to this historic $292 million investment led by the president, passed by my Senate and House colleagues, Gateway is finally leaving the station. Now, you can use whatever train metaphor you want, anyone you want, but get on the Joe Biden Express now, because we are not stopping.
Yeah, get on the Joe Biden Express, folks. Use whatever metaphor you want, because we're not stopping. Older Democrats clearly backing him. Joe Biden screaming this at the Hudson Tunnel Project, so you won't ask him questions about all of his classified documents that have been raided by the FBI.
There's nothing we can't do. Nothing. When the hell has America ever set a goal that it didn't reach? When has it ever? Name me a time. Name me a time when America's gone through a crunch and didn't come out stronger on the other side than went in.
Name me a time when America's gone through a crunch and didn't come out stronger, right? There's nothing we can't do. By golly. Hey, you want to talk about those documents? No, I'm talking about tunnels. That's what I'm talking about. Talking about these tunnels, and you should be talking about these tunnels too. So that's the White House today. Representative James Comer, by the way, made it clear today, we're not backing down from this. We're going to continue to ask questions because there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. The Biden administration now very concerned. Even so much so, they're saying, what's a distraction that we can use? Well, here's your new distraction. The Biden administration admits now, ready for this? It will end the COVID emergency, not now, but in May, in a letter telling Republicans not to end the COVID emergency. Well, if you know you're going to end it in May, isn't the emergency actually over? Well, you want to have those emergency powers, so you don't want to end it now. You want to have that emergency spending. The Biden administration quietly admitted its plan to end the COVID-19 emergency declarations on Monday, 3 years after the start of the pandemic. In a statement of policy from the White House Office of Management and Budget, the White House clearly admitted that it would file one last extension of the National Public Health Emergency Declaration on April the 11th. Then would end both one month later on May the 11th. The memo comes in response to two bills in Congress that would force the end of these declarations. COVID-19 national emergency and public health emergency were declared back in 2020 under Donald Trump. The OMB said in a statement, trying to make it like, hey, this isn't us doing this. This is really Donald Trump. So you need to understand it's Donald Trump. They are currently set to expire on March 1st and April 11th, respectively. At present, the administration says they plan to extend the emergency declaration to May 11th and then in both emergencies on that date. This wind down, they say, would align with the administration's previous commitment to give at least 60 days notice prior to termination of these emergency powers. Quote, to be clear, continuation of these emergency declarations until May 11th does not impose any restrictions at all on individual conduct. With regard to COVID-19, the OMB continued, they do not impose mask mandates or vaccine mandates. They do not restrict school or business operations. They do not require the use of any medicines or tests in response to cases of COVID-19. So then why are you doing them? That's a fair question, isn't it? If it's this simple, then why are you not ending it now?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What is clear is the Democrats want to be able to use COVID to control the American people as long as possible. This is exactly why Kevin McCarthy now is pushing to immediately end the pandemic emergencies after Biden says he will not do it until May. Now, look, you got to understand there's a lot of people that they're making a lot of money off COVID still. Okay. Like a lot. And, you know, Joe Biden had this clip earlier today. It's a C-SPAN clip, so you're going to have to listen carefully. to what Biden said. I'm going to tell you about McCarthy.
What's behind your decision to end the COVID emergency?
COVID emergency will end when the Supreme Court ends it. We've extended it to May the 15th to make sure we get everything done.
So there it is. We're going to extend it to May 15th. Right? That's, you know, what's behind your decision to end the COVID emergency, Mr. President? What did you say? Sir, what's behind your decision to end the COVID emergency? The COVID emergency, Biden says, will end when the Supreme Court ends it. We've extended it to May the 15th to make sure we get everything done. That's all. There is nothing behind it at all. Yes, there is. It's all about power. And that's why Kevin McCarthy has now stepped in saying, we're not waiting for this arbitrary date. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said during an interview last night that he is putting forth a bill this week to bring an immediate end to the COVID emergency that was started under former President Donald Trump and has been extended now for nearly 3 years under the Biden administration. That's part of the problem here. They keep extending this damn thing. Bill Gates says he complained to technology companies about COVID-19 conspiracy theories. That also has come out. I guess he's trying to get ahead of the Twitter files, right? Because all these people are kind of in it together. But when you look at what the Democrats are angry about right now, they're really just angry. They're extremely angry that you won't just go along with it. There was also a video that just came out where Project Veritas actually filmed a Pfizer director of R&D saying mutating COVID-19 for the vaccine is under consideration. This has rocked Pfizer's world. Listen carefully.
The gentleman seems to have absolutely no moral compass at all about what he's doing. The hubris and arrogance and immaturity, if this is the quality of individuals within Pfizer that are making these huge decisions that risk global public health with such a casual disregard for the human toll, it's profoundly corrupt in terms of would it be feasible for Pfizer to circumvent international or national law. I think that is undeniable. And the gentleman in your investigative work has clearly indicated that Pfizer believes that it has successfully captured the regulatory apparatus of the United States government.
That's Pfizer for you, folks. Project Veritas, thank you for doing this, by the way. Everybody right now should be interested in what we just saw here. All right, let me just take a quick pause here, and I do want to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide. And you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Now, Tucker Carlson talking about Pfizer and talking about this guy that worked there, exposing a Pfizer executive talking about a plan to mutate the COVID virus. Why? So that you can get sick and they can make more money. Listen.
If you really want to understand how powerful Big Pharma is, consider the news that did not break today. The pro-transparency news organization Project Veritas just released an undercover video of a Pfizer executive bragging on camera about how his company conducts a kind of Frankenstein science, manipulating COVID viruses for profit, imperiling potentially the entire world, doing it in secret, possibly in violation of federal law, bragging about this. So no matter what your politics are, doesn't matter who you voted for, that's a huge story. And you would think every reporter in this country would be itching to follow up on it, calling Pfizer, telling the public about it. But no, that's not happening. In the 24 hours since Project Veritas posted this footage, it has been viewed more than 12 million times on Twitter. So the public is very interested. Why wouldn't they be? But the media are not. No other media outlet has covered the story at all. We checked. MSNBC and CNN, which perhaps not coincidentally take huge amounts of advertising dollars from Pfizer, those two channels have devoted a total of 0 seconds to the story. We'll just go online and find out about it. Well, Google, the biggest search engine in the world, which has a monopoly on search in this country, appears to have gone out of its way to make it much more difficult for users to learn anything about the Pfizer executive pictured in the footage. And so there is, in other words, on television and in most places online, a near total media blackout of this story. How powerful is Big Pharma? That powerful.
That powerful. So let's go to Kevin McCarthy, now that you know that backstory. The House Speaker said during this interview that he will bring a bill this week to immediately end the COVID emergency that started more than 3 years ago. Kevin McCarthy made the remarks on Fox Business after Biden told Congress this week that he will extend. Yes, he will extend it. Right? Not hold it back. He will extend it. The emergency, national emergency, and the public health emergency on May the 11th. We're putting a bill on the floor to end the pandemic, McCarthy said. Do you realize that 47% of the federal employees are still not for work? In for work? 47% of federal employees are still not back in the office for work. When we took the majority and I became speaker, one of my first actions was to make members of Congress come back to work. For the first time in history, members of Congress didn't have to show up, and they kept getting paid. I think that we have to show the work ethic. I think people should show up to work. Here's a little bit more of how he said it when he was talking on Fox News Channel about this, because again, this is a big deal. Okay, this is a very, very, very big deal. And the American people understand this, right? The American people understand that this has gotten to a point of insanity now. How is it that 50%, rounding numbers here, of the American people have not gone back to work in the federal government? Almost the private sector, almost everybody in the private sector has had to do this. I want you to take a listen to the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, as he talks about we're going to end this pandemic. He's talking about from a government perspective. We're not going to keep doing this. Listen.
And the real challenge here, though, is we're putting a bill on the floor to end this pandemic. Do you realize that 47% of the federal employees are still not in for work? When we took the majority and I became Speaker, one of my first actions was make members of Congress to come back to work. For the first time in history, members of Congress didn't have to show up, and they kept getting paid. I think people have to show the work ethic. I think people should show up to work. And we're going to pass that bill this week that brings those federal employees back to work to provide the service that they're getting, that the taxpayers are paying them for. I mean, think of this. You're right that the Democrats, when they were in the majority for those 4 years, they increased discretionary spending by 30%, $400 billion. When Sean and I were in the majority as congressmen, and we were in the majority for 8 years, you know how much higher the discretionary spending went up in those 8 years? Zero. It went down $10 billion. That's the difference between us. In 8 years, no increase. In 4 years, by 30%, which brought us inflation, which brought us our economic problems where you can't afford the eggs or others. And we're going to change all that in this negotiation.
Before you move on, I just wanted to note, I apologize for my home state, because one of the co-sponsors of this bill was a congressman, Jerry Connolly, from my home state, a Democrat, and he went as far as to say that federal workers deserve this raise and need this raise because of the cruel personal attacks under Donald Trump, the former president. So I just wanted to note that's why federal workers deserve a raise of almost 9%. But Sean,
I don't
continue.
Think, Mr. Speaker, you're going for that. But you're making a good point, which is the fact that the Democrats racked up this credit card. And now they're coming to you in the majority and say, hey, Speaker McCarthy and Republicans in this new majority, we want you to pay the bill for us with no spending cuts.
Let me jump in here, and this part they move on obviously from the pandemic. The point that Kevin McCarthy is making here is the government has been milking this pandemic for far too long. The government workers have become lazy. The government workers at 50% are staying at home. Members of Congress, as if they could get any more lazy, have gotten even lazier. Why would you wait around? We know what the politics are here. We know what we should expect now from the media. They're not interested in exposing Pfizer executives talking about a plan to mutate the COVID virus, right? Even though millions and millions and millions of Americans, when this comes out, this story comes out, clearly care about it and desperately want to know more. Nah, we can't talk about that. Why would we talk about that? That's something we just don't talk about because it doesn't fit that narrative. And Democrats admit that the pandemic is, in fact, over, but they don't want to give up the power. And the people that work for them don't want to give up this thing of like, hey, we don't have to like work, or we can work from home and it's a lot more convenient. We can be even more lazy than we were before. That's what this is about. It's about screwing you, the American worker. It's about screwing you, the American taxpayer. And it's also just about power. They want to make sure that they have power over you, no matter what. Kevin McCarthy, every one of us should be calling our congressmen. We should be calling our senators, and we should be saying to them, we want this, okay? We should be saying that this is what we want. We want them to get back to work, and we want this pandemic to be over, and this is something that should not be extended. Call your congressman. Call your senator. And make sure they know where you stand on this one. It's important.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.